Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Wow, I didn't know that the FDA was doing all that. I'm so glad you shared, and I will take some action myself against that. But
Thank you, ma'am.
To you several months ago about my situation and trying to get back on bioidentical hormones, and I had been a patient of Dr. Hinchcliffe from the Tahoma Clinic. And I did what you suggested. I called her office in Bainbridge Island, and because I had never been there, her policy is that you have to come in, you know, initially, which I cannot do.
Okay.
So I started looking around in my area, and a naturopath told me about a Dr. Stephen Smith here. Do you know him?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
So I'm still trying to accomplish to get back on it, but I'm really struggling financially, so it's been hard. But,
right.
My daughter is having a lot of problems. She has had her menstrual period for over a month, and she's going in for an ultrasound, but I'm pretty sure that she has an imbalance, you know. And is the progesterone the main hormone that helps regulate the cycle?
Well, there's both estrogen and progesterone. No, quite frequently when people are using bioidentical hormones, and I know you're not, but bear with me, quite frequently, if there's too much bleeding, we simply cut back the estrogen and raise the progesterone, and the problem either gets a lot better or goes away. So you're quite right. That is something that she might continue. She'd best check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But even so, that's something she might consider. Now, just a news note here. Swallowing progesterone does not do all the same things that rubbing it in does, because the liver turns it into other things first. So don't buy any capsules and swallow them and expect to get a lot of results in the hormone cycle.
Okay. Dr. Wright, there are several doctors here that are now starting in the bioidentical help, but a lot of them use different, not formulas, but they don't all address it the same way that Tahoma Clinic does or the way you do, and that's kind of frightening to me. But on the other hand, it's like the ones that are knowledgeable are so expensive. Is it possible that a doctor from Tahoma Clinic would pick up where Dr. Hinchcliffe left off?
Oh, of course, ma'am.
Take my medical history and what I was on. I still have the dosage. I've kept the syringes of what balance I was on.
Another physician could do that, but perhaps they didn't tell you that Dr. Hinchcliffe herself is at Tahoma Clinic seeing patients one day per month now. And
tell me that, and I tried to set that up, and they said she was very booked for several months.
She was. She's very good at what she does, and that makes her quite popular. Yeah. So if that doesn't work out, we have three other women physicians that you could check with that aren't booked out several months.
Okay. Who would you? Is there one that you would suggest?
Perhaps Dr. Moricall, ma'am. Moricall.
Would you spell that again?
Moricall.
Moricall. Okay. I will. And trying to get help for my daughter, too, would she have to come into the clinic since she's never been a patient there?
Well, each of the doctors have a separate policy on that, so the thing to do would be to ask at the front desk, because they know who has what policy, just ask, do they have this policy or not, your other doctors? They'll tell you.
Okay, all right. Oh, that's so encouraging. Dr. Wright, thank you for all you do for all of us and that you have this broadcast for us. It's so encouraging and helpful, and I appreciate it very much. And I know all of us do, so thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for going to that ANH website and protesting this attempted takeaway of bioidentical hormones. It's outrageous.
Yeah,
but
I had
thank
no
you.
Idea. That's very concerning to me.
Thank
so
you, ma'am.
Thank you for sharing that today, because I will take some serious steps to... I could write a testimony of what I feel like not taking bioidentical hormones.
There you go. That would be useful too, ma'am, if you feel like doing that. It would. How did I feel when I didn't?
I mean,
how did I feel when I didn't?
I can tell a huge difference, Dr. Wright.
Oh, send us something about that, ma'am. It'll be relayed to the doctor who's going to Washington, D.C. next week. That would be very useful. Now, he's not going to read them all to the Congress people. He just wants to show how many people really did well with them. That's the point.
Well, I will contact the office on Monday, and I will get that going. But
thank you.
I could write a full testimony of what it's been like not having my hormones and...
Please do.
Please.
Please do. Thank you, ma'am. We've got to go to a break here, but thank you so much.